your events?
I mean, they've been okay. Of course, I'd love to play better, but it is what it is, and try to play well tomorrow.
You guys have confidence that this lineup is going to hit? Is it just a matter of, you know, staying in there and finding ways to score runs?
I mean, I think we've done a lot of good things, so continue to try to do that and, you know, just play good baseball and, you know, score runs, play good defense, do all the things you need to do, pitch, and try to play well.
Do you see this as being like a more stressful offense at this point in time? You know, you look through the first four innings, for example, there was only one hit, but you had a lot of opportunities with runners on base because of ways of people finding ways on.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're going to have to score in a number of different ways. You know, we've done it with speed. We've, you know, hit home runs, walks, hits, a lot of different ways, and, you know, good job to come back tonight, and, you know, weren't able to, you know, get the win, but it's part of the game, and, you know, give the Phillies credit.
You have the younger guys in the ninth kind of put together a rally in the way they did, guys that haven't had a lot of experience up here. What does that show you for the kind of offense this team can be eventually when those guys are also going with you guys?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, they had great at-bats there, and they've been doing – everyone's been doing good this whole year, so like I said, we'll try to keep it going, and, you know, it was a good comeback. The Phillies bullpen's one of the best in the league, and starters as well, so to be down two and be able to tie it up and have a chance there to win it in the ninth or tenth, you know, after being down most of the game was a good job.
Some of those double plays, it looked like the guy's going to be safe, and then Mason with that arm. Can you talk about what, from your angle, what it's like with him dialing that arm up?
I don't know if it'll be this year, but if he doesn't win a gold glove, I'll be very surprised, or multiple. I mean, he's been more than his arm, just makes, you know, has great range and makes really good plays out there. But, yeah, obviously his arm sticks out. Some of those double plays, he comes across and throws a guy out where I think most guys aren't doing that. You know, he's made some plays in the hole and diving plays, just all around, you know, played great defense. And it's been really helpful for us.
Can you talk about the dribbler up the line from Libby and just – how difficult that play is to make switching feet on the back?
Yeah, just kind of a reaction, but I was thankful to be able to make it. You know, everyone's just scrambling to get the ball and try to make the play, and, you know, was able to make it.
Well, how do you fight the urge to force the offense? Like you've obviously had a lot of years, a lot of at-bats, you know, to kind of lean on the process, I guess. Maybe that's part of it. But how do you kind of fight the urge to force your way out of, you know, searching for production?
I hadn't even thought about it. I had no idea if we were doing good or bad. So we just take it day by day and try to have good at-bats and score as many runs as we can. And there's a lot of different ways to win. If we're not scoring runs, hopefully we can play good D and pitch well and win some low-scoring games. And, you know, if we are scoring runs, and, you know, it'll help every other part of the game too. So, you know, I think we just do a good job of taking it day by day and trying to have good at-bats and, over the course of the year, hopefully, you know, have good production.